This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to WILO on a Thursday. I want to thank our Party Line sponsors off the bat. They are Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, plus Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria on the square in Frankfort. Plus our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProByte Computer Sales and Service, along with Ardente Dental and Slabby's Food and Freedom. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Skywatch weather forecast is a nice, beautiful day here, I think, in our area, until it starts raining. I'm trying to be optimistic.
I know. I was going to say, did you not read further than
I'm trying to be positive. Not test positive, but be positive, okay?
Don't get me started.
Rain possible today. A high at 63, though. Rain likely tonight, low at 48, and rain likely again tomorrow, high 61. I'm seeing a lot of rain here, Ken. This is,
they're going to be a lot for a while.
Man. It was all right. We were just starting to dry up the mud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so it looks like it's going to be another sloppy couple days.
It's going through the weekend, unfortunately.
How about a daytime high at 70 on Saturday, man? I'll take that rain or shine.
Yeah, with 90% chance of rain last time I looked.
Mm-hmm. 47 now from your official weather station, WILO. Let's see. We'll have Todd Corey about 9 o'clock on the telephone. With Ken and myself, I think we'll, in the interim, since we're not having people in the studio, we will just do it over the phone together. I know it's awkward for some people on the phone, you know. So we appreciate everybody calling in and doing their part. Also talked to Ashley Kelly last night a little bit, and she assured me that Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly will give us a buzz tomorrow around 9 o'clock.
Yes, I already have that confirmation as well, too.
Fantastic. So there we go. Also, don't forget, every weekday morning right here on WILO and inside the Party Line program, we've got a new feature for you called Leading in Uncertain Times. As a lot of people in the community, we've got a laundry list, literally, here, of movers, shakers, newsmakers. And today, if everything works out on the technical end, we will be talking with, let's see, where's her name here?
Kelly Brown.
Yeah, right. I don't see it on this list. What did I do?
You look right past it.
Okay, I did, I guess. Well, she's the president of Frankfort IU Health, and we'll be... we'll be talking to her, hopefully, around 8:45. I thought this was the, because originally I typed it up, and I forgot to put Kelly on there, and I thought we had a new list, but not important. I obviously don't have it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So we'll be talking throughout the next couple weeks with Rodney Wan, with the Health Department, Josh Hewitt, Clinton County Commissioners, President, Fire, EMS, Christina Chapman with the Red Cross, Daryl Sanders, EMA Director, Jim Hanna, among others. We started it Tuesday, talked to Shan Sheridan with the Chamber of Commerce, and then yesterday, Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. So, again, Ken, we've been encouraging everybody to go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com if you have any questions. And I understand that, like, the health department and a few other people were getting some phone calls yesterday they didn't have the answers to. So they put out a little thing yesterday, and I'm trying to just get through this, trying to see. It was that phone number.
Oh, for
that they want you to call. Oh, it's the top story here. Never mind. So anyway, that number is the Critical Industries Call Center. in Clinton County, 1-877-820-0890 from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. daily. Now, that hotline is intended for business and industry questions only. Didn't we have another phone number that people needed to... Didn't the health department put something out yesterday, Ken?
Not that I'm aware of. I can remember right
now. I saw something. Wasn't it them saying, don't call us for something?
I don't remember seeing that at all.
There's so much to keep track of here, so I'm going to try to find it on Facebook. I'd seen it, and I think we had it yesterday. It's just a lot of different things out there.
I've got my most updated list of everything here, of closings and everything.
Okay.
And I do not see it.
I don't know. I don't have time to look for it on Facebook right now. But nonetheless, if you need some information and can't find it, you can always email Ken or myself. It's Kevin at CasperRadio.com or newsroom at CasperRadio.com, and we'll try to help you out. Couple quick stories here. Cities and counties in Indiana will be able to set their own rules for renters and landlords. We've been talking about this the last couple days of some people out of work and may not have that money. Well, we may have a stimulus check in the mail, or some people may have a stimulus check in the mail. And so Governor Eric Holcomb yesterday vetoed a plan that would have created one statewide set of rules. Lawmakers said a single set of rules would prevent a patchwork of local laws, but advocates say allowing cities to set their own rules allows local leaders to deal with local problems. So that might be next in the state of Indiana. You might see that from a county-to-county basis of them setting their own rules as to the relationship, if you will, between landlords and renters. Again, I've said it this week, and I'll continue to say it. Hopefully, if you still are able to, you're paying your bills. Don't use this as an excuse to not pay them, because, you know, if this thing blows over in 6 weeks or 6 months, you don't want to be, you know, that far behind.
That's right.
I think it's just if you've got it, you can.
Yeah.
And hopefully the stimulus package will help. But again, nobody really knows how long this could go on. And again, all the national leaders are saying this is, you hear the politicians calling it a stimulus package, but you hear the economists calling it a lifeline.
Yeah.
So,
well, this is also an election year, so that's another
reason. It is. No, there's
also a reason why they're calling it a, quote, stimulus package.
Even slimier, right?
Uh-huh. Could be.
But that stimulus package has been passed by the Senate. The bill provides money for businesses and individuals hit hard by the pandemic to help keep the economy going. Most Americans who make less than $75,000 a year will get a check for $1,200. The bill now goes to the House, where it's expected to pass.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
How many people make less than $75,000 a year?
A lot.
I know.
You know, yeah, that's a lot of money.
I know.
You know, I'm glad, you know, we heard about all these stupid things that were being put in the bill
right.
a couple days ago.
Yes, we did.
And so I'm glad they at least had some kind of common sense that anyone over $75,000, up to $100,000, I think I read, you know, you probably don't need as much stimulus as those of us under 75 grand.
Technically speaking, they'd have made it 50. I think it'd have been a little bit more believable.
I think you're right on that. Now, the world's biggest beer company is making hand sanitizer. Did you see this?
That one I didn't see.
Anheuser-Busch is using its beer-making supplies to make the liquid gel and is working with the Red Cross to determine which communities need it most. The bottles of Anheuser-Busch hand sanitizer are inscribed with the message, "It's in all our hands to make a difference." So, huh.
And I could see some people just say, all right, let's have a beer.
Good for them for stepping up.
Yeah, they'll probably have the weirdest taste in beer on the planet.
Yeah.
If they do that.
I hope they clean those barley vats real good.
Yeah, really.
When all this is done.
I know, I've seen those.
So we also got word yesterday on a local level, Witham Hospital in Frankfort under temporary entry restrictions.
Correct.
Which means there's probably somebody out there with a thermometer, right, and wanting to do a little pre-screening before they let you in. No visitors will be admitted with the exception of end-of-life care, special circumstances, labor, delivery, and postpartum, and then just one predetermined visitor. So they're keeping a real close handle on this. And that starts today. All right. That's through the hospital's main entrance, 5:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and the emergency room entrance, 24/7. Saw another state has joined a list of seven others to be declared a major disaster due to the coronavirus. President Trump approved it hours after Texas and Florida for the state of North Carolina. The five previous states included Louisiana, Iowa, California, New York, and Washington. The action frees up federal funding to state and city governments. Okay, so I saw this yesterday too, Ken, that Netflix is back. It had went down the other day, the streaming service, for about an hour, and everybody got a no connection error. And man, there were people lighting it up on social media nationwide. The problem was more widespread in Europe, they said, where they don't have the bandwidth anyway. Netflix has gotten record high traffic over the last few days. Of course they have, right? People trying to, you know, step out of it and just get a little release or something, you know? Just some sense of normalcy, if it's out there. If there is a sense of normalcy right now, Ken.
I would question what normalcy is right now.
I know. And that's just, you know, just the fact that we gotta take care of other. We got each other. We've got to be able to do what we need to. Call our friends, check on our friends, and you know, make sure that everybody's doing okay. I know there is story after story after story about people doing the right thing, you know, and helping out. And I saw on Facebook this morning over at the Hawaiian Shaved Ice yesterday with Bill Miller and Goodwin Funeral Home, they provided 500 hot meals yesterday over there for Clinton County school children. So it is time for the WILO and Chamber of Commerce Leading in Uncertain Times. And this morning we have IU Health Frankfurt President Kelly Braverman on the phone. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for making yourself available this morning. Ken and I are both here, and I guess we'll start, Kelly. What's the latest we need to know this morning?
Oh, the latest we need to know. So I would say thank you, a big thank you to everyone that's heeding the governor's warning and staying home and separating yourself. It matters. It matters greatly. If anybody's been watching, that curve is real, and we, I think, as Hoosiers, have a really big opportunity to flatten it. And that's each one of us. Even if we're not feeling symptoms, please stay home and keep yourself safe.
Kelly, have you heard of any tests or sites or anything like that that is out now publicly?
Sites for screening? We've got a great one at IU Health. It's a virtual app. And if you get on there, download that, you can get a free screen. We've got it staffed by clinicians, nurse practitioners that will go through the CDC questions with you. And if they feel that your screening is a positive, then based on what you share with them, you will be directed either to self-quarantine or to, they will help you go get additional care if that's what's required.
Have you heard of anything through the health department or anything like that, though, that might be available? Because we were supposedly going to get some test kits coming this way this week.
So I am not sure where the health department is on that, but IU Health, we have our own test now. We've got an amazing pathology lab, and they've been able to do that for us. So we are testing our it's limited right now because you got to ramp it up the volume, but we are testing our priority, if you will, given to high risk or seriously ill patients that we have, and then our healthcare workers who may have been exposed to the virus. So that to me is huge, being able to do that.
Have you had any positive tests or know of anybody that's tested positive to this point?
So we look at the Indiana State Department of Health. We report any metrics to them, and then they are the ones that are able to report that back out. But we check that site, and we check the Johns Hopkins site as well daily. They're pretty great resources.
Yeah, Johns Hopkins is real good. I've been checking that out as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their information that they have on there, I think, is easily digestible. And then they've opened up so much to those standard questions that people may have.
Other than stay at home and stay somewhat self-quarantined, any other great advice you want to give out to people to get through this?
You know, I think this is one of those moments that we're going to look back on, and it'll be a defining time in our lives. And I think what I would love people to do is, like we said, stay home, stay away, but maybe use this time to remember how to use the phone. You know, we text so much, and we need to reconnect. Call that cousin that you haven't talked to in a while and check in on them, and show that compassion and love in safe ways.
I agree on the text part. We do text an awful lot.
Yeah.
I agree that.
Learn how to use the phone again, right?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe my kids don't even know. They do FaceTime with Grandma.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can usually talk Grandma through that, can't we?
Oh, yes.
Get her ready to go, yes.
Definitely.
All right. Anything else we need to know this morning, Kelly? We try to be respectful of your time, and we hope we'll be we've got about 8 people here we're going to rotate through, so we hope to talk to you in the next 8 days, if not before.
Yeah, I would say thank you to everyone in the community that's really heeding the warning of the governor, and thank everyone that's so understanding of why we have the visitor policy that we have. That's really hard for folks, to understand that they can't necessarily come in and visit their loved one in the stereotypical way if they are an inpatient in a hospital in Indiana right now. We are working very closely. FaceTime's a great example. We will help your loved one, if needed, try to do virtual contact with you and keep in touch that way. And then always the phone. Feel free, if your loved one is in our inpatient, we will be happy to take that call and forward you to them and connect you. Or if you want to talk to the nurse's station, if your loved one is here, that is something we can completely do.
Kelly, if anybody is interested in the test that you guys have, how's the best way for them to go about getting in touch with you guys to get that arranged?
So you can do the screen, and that's that free app. And then if the screening folks on the other end feel that a test is actually the next right step, then they will walk you through how to get that taken care of.
Okay.
But we really, I think the other big message I would send out there is if you are having symptoms of anything, not just the coronavirus, but if you're feeling that you need to see a doctor, please call them in advance. Don't just show up to your primary care doctor without calling in advance. Mm-hmm. We have virtual visits. We have all kinds of things that we can do to take great care of you and keep you at home.
Yep, I had my checkup last week, so I know exactly where mine's at.
Good. Good.
Kelly, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for everything you and your staff and all the hospital workers are doing.
Thank you. Hey, Ken, real quick, if I can put one more shout-out out there.
Sure.
We are getting lots of fantastic companies calling and asking if we need donated supplies. And I just want to thank them from the bottom of my heart. Supplies are so crucial right now. And IU Health has set up a website, an email rather, for anybody that does have those supplies that they can think about donating. And it's the word COVID. And then a -19.supplies@iuhealth.org.
One more time for us, Kelly.
Sure. The word COVID, COVID, -19.supplies@iuhealth.org.
.org. Okay. So I had .com. Okay.
All right. Big shout out to any of the team listening because they are superstars. They are my heroes right now.
Okay. All right. Kelly Braverman, president of Frankfurt IU Health, thank you again for your time this morning.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
You too.
Wash your hands.
All right,
yes, wash your hands for sure.
Yes, that's what we do.
You know, I thought that I was I washed my hands enough on a daily basis anyway before all this, but I never hardly ever wash them for 20 seconds. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I just wash my hands. I don't know, about every 2 hours or so, just because, but you don't think about the full 20 seconds. So I've been singing all those songs that they tell us, to sing, like the chorus to Raspberry Beret by Prince and the happy birthday song twice and such.
And we don't mean the Marilyn Monroe
version. No. That's a minute and a half. I did find what I was talking about yesterday. It was a message from the Clinton County Health Department. And it says, if you are ill or experiencing signs and symptoms identified as possible COVID-19, do not, in all caps bold, do not call the Clinton County Health Department. They are encouraging everyone to seek medical attention after they've notified your doctor of your condition. The health department does not treat patients, and they're not currently sampling patients for testing. Again, IU Health Frankfurt is doing that, as we heard Kelly just say. So. Uh-huh. There you go.
Okay.
Also got story yesterday about, and we appreciate our friend Brian Buchanan, with State Senator Brian Buchanan letting us know about this, that small businesses are eligible for financial assistance. Mm-hmm. I think you put this on early afternoon yesterday, Kim.
Yeah, I did, after I first got it.
And by 3:30, I started seeing people, small business owners on Facebook saying, the website has crashed because as soon as we put it up there or it was made public, everybody jumped on there.
And I think something we just need to tell people, even though we encourage you to use our website as much as we power, any website as much as you possibly can, please be patient because everybody's going to be doing the same thing you are, and it's likely to get, you know, get overblown and crash. So chill it a little bit.
You know, there was if you remember me yelling to you, yes, out of my office yesterday.
Which time?
It was around 10 o'clock. I was posting the Party Line program on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and I just got it saved, and then I went to check it, and it said it couldn't find the website. Mm-hmm. So I really think we had a lot of traffic on there, and it didn't.
Yeah, we did.
That's kind of crazy to think about. Maybe we need to expand our bandwidth.
Yeah, I'm just saying, just be patient. We'll get it back as soon as we possibly can, and that's something we're going to do all the time. So.
Yeah. Well, we just want to make sure that that everybody knows that most restaurants who can offer drive-through or carry-out or delivery are open. Mm-hmm. If you have the money and you have the resources and time, I guess you have the time, if you're out and about, please consider, you know, buying a meal from a local business a couple times a week if you can, because, you know, I mean, they're just trying to stay in business, and they have, depending on the size of the operation, they have several employees who count on them, mm-hmm, you know, for their paychecks and stuff.
You know, one thing I'm going to say about this, though, I honestly hope that what happens through all of this is that the drive-through services at certain fast food restaurants will improve tremendously through all this stuff they're getting. That's not why they're open right now anyway. So.
Don't bet, Hans.
I know, but I'm just saying. I think that would be great if that would possibly happen.
Well, we had long lines anyway at a couple.
You know, though, I'll be honest. I drive, of course, I live on the east side of town, and I have not seen very long lines.
Really? Okay, good.
I have not seen them yet.
I can honestly say I've not been on that side of town for a couple weeks.
I've seen, you know, 3, 4, maybe 5 deep once. Mm-hmm. But basically, it's a couple cars and maybe 3, and that's about as far as it goes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's encouraging, I think, that, uh-huh, that people are staying in, but when they get out, you know.
And I will say this, going to the bank around noon yesterday, it was, got in right away and got out real quick.
Okay.
Same thing for you, go pay the utility bill yesterday, that got in, I was in, went right in and got right out. So.
Nice. Did you use the drive-thru then?
You have to. You have no choice.
Yeah. Right. We usually pay our light bill in person. I'll run over there and pay it on lunch break or something.
That's what I would prefer to do.
Right, which you can't right now. And I've not used the drive-thru yet, but Chell went to pay it the other day, and she paid over the phone. Mm-hmm. And they do charge like a $3 or $4 fee for that, because they get charged too. I know how that works.
And also, I would encourage people who use drive-thrus, who are usually accustomed to getting a receipt, make sure you ask for it. Or something else, like if you go to the bank and you want to cash, or, you know what's in your balance, mm-hmm, make sure you ask for it.
Okay.
Because they will do. I was asked both those yesterday, so I'm just saying, if you don't get asked, please, if you really want it, ask them.
Okay.
They'll get it to you.
Okay. But in it, kind of like right now, it's like you don't want to touch any more papers than you have to,
right,
and stuff.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. But the problem is that if you don't have computers at home, how else are you going to find out?
No, absolutely. So have you seen a whole lot of people out who shouldn't be, Ken? I haven't necessarily.
I haven't either.
It does seem like traffic's a little lighter.
And it depends on, like, when I go over here, when I go to get my stuff in the morning before I come in here, I don't know, you know, convenience stores are going to be hard to judge because it seems like there's a lot more people in there than what there probably really is because it's such a tight space.
Right, right.
So I just, you know, that may be the one spot I'm a little concerned about because, you know, because you got three or four people outside, you have four or five people on the inside. And
right,
it's
yeah.
Just like, so it just seems like it's more people than really probably what it is, but just be careful.
That is the word of the week, I think. Be careful, for sure. All right. Ken and I will have about, let's see, we got a, in just a couple minutes, we'll be talking with Todd Corey. We supposed to call him, Ken? Or
I don't know.
I've got his cell number. He and I talk sometimes if
okay.
we need to. Hopefully he's listening. He'll just give us a buzz.
And, hey, one thing.
Go ahead.
I don't want to start mass hysteria here, but I'm going to throw this out because I just saw this a little while ago. Of course, we have all the sports right now in limbo. Guess which one may be the next endangered species? College football.
Really? You know, I could see that. I mean, they've got to look down the line.
I'm sorry, NFL, it's not that big a deal. College football is my thing and my college basketball.
See, I'm just opposite. I'm not big on college football.
Especially since greedy owners decided they wanted to have a 17th game this year.
Yeah. Throw in one more.
Yeah.
What's another
$100,000? Who cares about our players, you know? we'll just play another game, have it over with, yeah.
All right, we'll go ahead and take a break here and get in touch with Todd Corey, General Manager for Utility Service Board, coming up next on WILO.